The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Just when you thought it was safe to eat your burrito, well, first, this is the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's May 24th, 2018. Well, just when you thought it was safe to eat your burrito, to have your guacamole and chips, what happens? There's a data breach at Chili's. What will they do with that information? Will you be getting all sorts of marketing for Mexican foods? Well, let's figure this out. Heather Wagenhals is on with us now. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com. Heather, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me, Kerry.
Yeah, so what do they get by stealing Chili's data? I mean, I guess credit cards and stuff like that. Maybe data mining so they can figure out if you like your chili rellenos or whatever it is that floats your boat. How do they profit from this one? I don't understand it.
Well, it's pretty crazy. So let's talk about what happened first. So on May 11th, the Chili's restaurant, which is owned by Brinker International, found out that payment card information from some of the guests who visited particular locations. This isn't, you know, chain wide, but people who visited certain locations of the Chili's Grill and Bar, corporate-owned restaurants, had data compromised between March and April of this year. That's as far as they can determine so far. They haven't released any new information, and they won't answer any phone calls because they're just saying it's an ongoing investigation.
But of course,
as they are assessing the scope of the incident. But what they did is they found out that data, payment card information, including the credit or debit card numbers, cardholder names, and other related data from their payment systems for in-restaurant purchases was what was compromised.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean for you? It means that somebody could, if they have enough information, if they're able to use a deep dive, now depending on how nefarious these characters are, they can take this one piece of information and actually utilize it to compromise you as an individual, or they can just start creating personas with your current credit card information and actually create profiles that then they can sell to other people. And they can clone your data and sell that to people who are looking to turn over a new leaf, for example.
Yeah, well, so the actual thing of what you eat at Chili's, they don't really care about that. They just care about getting your credit card number and your info, right? That's it.
Right. So none of the other particular information at this point has been determined if it was breached or not. So if you ordered extra guacamole and don't want the rest of your family members to know, I think you're okay. If you went
for
a fix of guac and chips, or what is it? They have that one soup that I really like over there, or their chicken fingers are to die for. But now I'm confessing what's on my frequent flyer, Chili.
I hope they didn't get your data, because, man, they could do a lot with that. Tell you what.
Yeah. So if you have been a patron of a Chili's between March and April of this year, do yourself a favor, call your credit card company, the one that you think you used with that, and simply say you lost your card and they will issue a new one. And so you want a new account number, because I've had in the past where I've reported that I had my card lost or stolen and they sent me the same exact card number. And I'm like, how exactly did that help me? No, I need a new number so nobody uses it. So you will flag it when you see a charge coming in on that old number. Mm-hmm. But now she doesn't use that number. She's got a new number. So make sure that you request a new account number in the process. And of course, go back. If you're just a skimmer of your credit card bills because you're a creature of habit, just go back and check your bills for those 2 months. And what you want to look for aren't necessarily, you know, $500 or $1,000 purchases at Best Buy on your credit cards. No, you want to look for those dinky little purchases, like a $1 authorization, like what you see sometimes when you go put in gas. You're looking for those $2 or $3 type small charges that become incremental over time. They're testing to see the validity of your card when they do that.
And if they
and then they know they have a valid number, and then they can sell that data to somebody else. So do yourself a favor and do those two things. First, call in and have them change your account number and get a new card issued, as well as review your credit your statements of your credit cards and look for any anomalies in there, and not necessarily big ones, just little dinky charges.
Hey, so, you know, Chili's, in all fairness, should do something for you. As long as your credit card info has been breached, they should give you like a bottle of salsa, some chips, you know, as a little compensation for having to go through this hassle, don't you think?
Yeah, I would agree with you that that there should be some sort of a benefit. They've apologized, and it looks like, actually, I just found another update. So cardholder names, account numbers, expiration dates, and CVV codes were jeopardized.
They got the C.
It still is limited, they're saying.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, you can do anything when you have all of that data.
Of course.
So,
of course.
So what's nice about this is, or I guess not that anything could be nice from a data breach, but what's good is that it's not your social security number, date of birth, or anything like that. It's limited to the card that you used. So as opposed to full-blown identity theft, at this point, right now, it's just one card that was breached, whatever card or cards that you used during those 2 months. So they're working with third-party forensic experts. And as always, when big data breaches occur, many of these places are offering free identity theft protection. And theirs is through My ID Care, and they will help resolve issues if your information is compromised. It's 12 months of credit monitoring. But again, you know me and how would I think of that. It's closing the barn after the horses, doors after the horses had escaped. You got $1 million of insurance reimbursement, educational materials,
because
you're the one that didn't do something right, apparently. But they do have a phone number that you can call. It's My ID Care Services is 1-888-710-8606. That's 888-710-8606. Or you can go to the website, https://ide.myidcare.com/chilisdataincident. And I can email you this, website. So you can post it with the show if you'd like, Carrie.
All right. We will do that. Hey, so at least give you a coupon to get a couple bucks off at your next meal at Chili's, provided you don't use a credit card, right?
Yeah. Or like a swift kick in the butt. I mean, just give me something, right? Validate me for what I'm going to have to suffer through.
It's really disgusting. You know, this is avoidable, this stuff. And to get the CCV codes with it, that is unforgivable. They're not supposed to ever be storing those things, ever.
Yeah. So, you know, why was it recorded to begin with? That's the thing that that I'm concerned about. I just messaged you that website.
So, I got it. I saw it.
Take advantage of the opportunity, even if you didn't or you don't think that you're compromised, do take this seriously, because, you know, if they can access one of your accounts and, you know, if they call up personally and get into this account, maybe they can, you know, weasel out the information from a poorly trained customer service representative at your card. And then they'll be able to have access to your entire credit profile if they can get information like social security numbers, things like that.
Yeah. I'm sure they can, and I'm sure they will. So be wary, be ready, be prepared. You know, it's a war on fast food, man. It's really taking a whole nother dimension here, Heather. So, you know, when you look at these, I mean, the first one I think was Target. They got hit, and Home Depot, and it's millions and millions of card numbers here, and the cost to the card companies is astronomical. Maybe they're insured for it. I will say that.
But at some point, somebody has to write a check.
Yes.
For all of this. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, it gets passed on to you and I as consumers in the form of higher prices.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know that. That's a definite one. You know, we're getting the shaft in the form of higher prices. Just like shoplifting, you wind up paying higher this, higher that. In any event, look, this is what you need to do. So, Heather, as far as other forms of identity theft, these guys never take a holiday. What else is going on in the fraudulent consumer scam arena?
Yeah, you know, there's always something going on. I can't tell you how many times in a single day I get updates for all sorts of stuff, not just once in a while, but every single day. And what we really, you know, and what I talk about in my Money, Credit, and You book is that it's not always the data breaches or the identity theft that we have to worry about in the kind of getting it away from us without our attention. Most of the time, we're scammed out of the information. And so we need to be more vigilant, because these attacks aren't just coming electronically. You know, you pick up the phone and somebody calls you and they pretend to be a customer service representative about some suspicious activity. Please verify your card information. You think, oh my gosh, it is American Express. They've called me before. I've had problems before. Well, okay. And so you think that they're being proactive when you get this phone call. And you're like, oh, okay, well, yeah, my account number is blah, blah, blah. And can you, just for security purposes, can you verify your address? And you're like, oh, okay, 123 Sesame Street. And now you've just given them the keys to your castle with this particular credit card. Mm-hmm. And you think that you're actually working to protect yourself and that your credit card company is being proactive with you. And, you know, you've just been hoodwinked out of it. And scams are more likely you're going to fall from a scam than be a victim of a big data breach or some sort of nameless, faceless, you know, hack. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. You got it. So really, you just have to always be vigilant. The second you let your guard down, that's when you're going to get hit, isn't it?
It is. And so the key is, you don't have to be vigilant, because that's not a healthy place to live in your survival brain, because you're going to be dumping cortisols and you're going to make ineffective decisions. But what you need to do is you need to be present moment. You know, don't try to fry an egg and talk on the phone or drive down the street and text and things like that when you need to be giving something undivided attention. And your financial life is an integral part of your life. You know, people say money can't buy you happiness, but you know what? I don't know how many people that are happy without it.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. It can't buy you happiness, but the lack of it can generate a lot of unhappiness in your life, right?
Exactly. You know, I mean, if you think money is misery, try living without it. You know, I mean, ask any homeless person what they would rather have, you know. Happiness, or would they rather have some money so they can make some decisions in life? And we forget about that, because, you know, we put all of these, you know, societal, you know, ideas about money and money is evil or only rich people are evil or, you know, whatever it might be. And we get these preconceived notions that are drilled into us from our churches, our schools. You know, maybe you grew up in a family that was financially challenged. So you take these things with you into the real world and you make your financial decisions. But if you took out the stigma of money and said, instead of, you know, here's $10, here is 10 units of choice.
Yeah.
And if we thought about money as units of choice, the more money we have, the more choice we have.
Mm-hmm.
And money is a great thing, but it's a tool. It's an inanimate object. It can't make you happy or unhappy. It's just like a magnifying glass. And if you're not happy, you know, more of it's not going to make you any happier.
Yeah.
You know, it could amplify your misery. But if you're a happy person without money, imagine how much more happy you will be with money, because you understand that money isn't the goal. It's the tool.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what it comes down to. Right? It's so true.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Heather, you track all these frauds constantly. You're always on top of them. How do we find out more? How do we track these frauds so we can be aware?
If you want to protect yourself against identity theft, fraud, and scams, all you have to do is visit my website dedicated to that at moneycreditandyou.com. And that's all spelled out, moneycreditandyou.com. And you'll get the latest feeds from the FTC as well as featured articles. And you can also sign up to get half off of my book, Money, Credit, and You, How to Avoid Identity Theft, Frauds, and Scams.
All right. That's great. And as always, we'll have a link to your site and hopefully to the Chili's recovery site on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Make sure you go sign up for the newsletter. And don't forget, Twitter feeds at Carrie Lutz. And the Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. And Heather, we'll talk to you again soon.
The pleasure is mine. As always, make it a prosperous day, Carrie.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.